If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello!
Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shush your mouth, dude.
Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
Yeah.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business.
Hello.
Hello. Tell them welcome to Grown Dad Business.
Welcome to Grown Dad Little Boy.
Welcome to Grown Dad Little Boy. That's the new podcast. Book the Nuke. Luke the Nuke is here with me. Also with what my kids call JC Penny. It's Jason Clark is here.
Yo.
On this episode of Grown Dad Business. It's the Halloween episode, friends. It's the Halloween episode. It's the day after Halloween. I don't know what day it is.
Nah.
We are surrounded. We're surrounded by candy, aren't we? We're gonna eat some candy for this podcast episode.
What are you gonna eat, Luke?
What do you think? That's just an eyeball covered in foil. So don't eat. No, those are the poisonous candies. These are the ones where you can just poison. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can easily just insert. Who gives that?
This goes into garbage.
Is that part of a package?
Chocolate eyeball. That was my nickname in high school, chocolate eyeball. Yeah, you can. No, that's going to be a wreck. Don't take that off. Hey, welcome to Grown Up Business. My name's Aaron Kleiber. I'm here with my son, Luke the Nuke, JC Penny, Jason Clark.
Boom.
And what are you eating now? We're going to, you know, Jason and I, we had an episode where we were eating donuts. Today, we're going to eat Halloween candy. Yeah, Tootsie Rolls.
Who's
get them out of here.
Rolls?
I don't know if anybody remembers my Tootsie Pop joke, but I feel the same way about Tootsie Rolls. It's just, they're a joke. It's a joke. Whoa, that is not.
That's how you do it.
Okay, that's going to be a hot mess.
No,
go put
not.
That in the garbage
no,
now.
No, it's not. That's how you do it. That's how you do
okay,
it.
Okay, so apparently, J.C. Penney taught my kids how to eat Reese cups like he's an old Italian man eating an oyster.
There's no chocolate on my man's hands. It's all in his mouth. Look at him. He's dancing a happy
get
dance.
Get that napkin.
He learned, him and Becca, they learned today. You put that in your, eat one bite, and you scrape that wrapper off right on your teeth. Done deal.
But you look like an old man eating an oyster.
Don't matter.
What's that? What's the movie where the guy's like slamming down oysters? It's Untouchables or something?
Don't matter. Doesn't matter.
You look like you're slurping oysters off the wrapper.
Look at it. Nothing. You couldn't even tell. When I got here, he was covered in chocolate from head to toe because he didn't know how to eat a damn Reese's.
And that's your favorite candy?
Reese's cup.
Reese's cup's your favorite? You know,
yes.
I like everything. I'm going to try this new one. It is Snickers peanut butter.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I like Snickers a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to try this out. Why are you looking over my candy like you're about to eat it, the Nuke?
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's good?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I go with the Reese Cup. Reese Cup Snickers, you know, back and forth right there. I will tell you from a candy perspective, Butterfinger has come out with a peanut butter cup that is, it's good.
Oh, the Butterfinger cup?
It's not up there with a Reese cup.
Do we have one in here?
But it's good. Mm. And they came out with the Butterfinger peanut butter cup skull instead of the pumpkin, because Reese has the pumpkin. Butterfinger came out with a skull.
It was a skull.
It was
That's
nice.
Kind of like we're defeating you and killing
you. It's like,
you.
I see your pumpkin.
I raise you death.
And I crush you with death.
Yeah, you know, Luke the Nuke, you like Three Musketeers, don't you?
Oh.
He likes the weird candies.
Oh. Three Musketeers, you could hang out with Jay with my wife. She Milky Ways.
I mean, also
another one, Milky Ways.
He likes Three Musketeers and Whoppers.
Yeah.
Who likes those? You do.
You
He's
do.
Six.
Ugh.
Right?
What are you, chocolate-covered air? That's a Whopper.
I know.
You're eating chocolate-covered air.
Chocolate-covered air was the name of my mine and Shannon Norman's first punk band. Chocolate-covered air. Yeah, no, I, you know, was there, were you always consistent, like, your whole life, like, loving candies? Or was there a candy when you were a kid that you were nuts about?
It's always, yeah, no, consistent. It's always been about chocolate. It's never been about the sweet tarts and the sprees and the nerds.
I like sprees a lot.
Yeah, I don't. I don't like any of that sprees. Straight sugar candy.
You know what, too? I used to love nerds. I used to crush them. Even in, like, I think, like, when I was in college, I would crush nerds.
No.
Yeah, I would crush nerds.
I would crush nerds.
I would crush all the nerds.
All the nerds. Becca's here. She's looking for...
Becca, the professor's in the building.
She's got her highlighter, of course. Uh-oh. Becca's going to highlight us, teach us some math tricks.
Becca was looking for a highlighter. I said, who, a Highlander? What are you doing?
Oh, no.
You are not taking that much candy. Put it back.
Oh, boy.
Becca thinks that this is like Mardi Gras. What, are you out of your mind?
You got to go do fractions. Go do your fractions, Becca.
Whoppers. You know, you know what, though? You know what I like about my Luke the Nuke here? He can't read. So he has no idea what he's eating. I think that's why. I think that's okay. Luke can't open the Whoppers.
It's like the last time we went to Burger King, Daddy got a Whopper.
Yeah.
Is this a Whopper?
He can't read. How do you open these Whoppers?
Just, you know, you pop them. You pop them and shoot them right in the back
pop
of your mouth.
Like that. Like, there like it is. A peapod. Yeah. There you go.
The goal is not to touch the chocolate. The goal is just to get it in the mouth. Don't waste the chocolate on the fingertips. Look at them.
I ate three pieces of candy in the last 20 minutes, and I feel like I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, you can't. It's too much for me anymore, too. But
it's too much for me.
Yeah. We used to have to pay my dad off when we would come back to the house. His thing was Reese Cups. And dad, that was the penance. You had to pay dad in Reese Cups. And your friends that went trick-or-treating with you, they were part of it, too. So they're like, you want to hang out at my house? You need to pay me in Reese Cups. And everyone had to give their Reese Cups to my dad. And my dad would sit there and just
your dad
eat
shake
them.
Down the neighborhood.
He shook us down.
Like a mob boss.
Yep. You want to hang out
in the neighborhood.
You want to hang out? You pay me.
You want to be all right? Yeah. You give me those Reese Cups.
My nickname's Ace. I'm from Braddock. You give me the damn
Ace
Reese Cups.
Ace from Braddock needs those Reese Cups.
You paid him in Reese Cups.
What are you doing over there? Man, my kids are down here running amok, acting a fool.
Yeah.
You be quiet. She's over there throwing up gang haulers.
But
she's working on science.
No,
I liked some old candy. You know, dude, you know what I already crushed? My kids got two of them. JCPenney's going to laugh at this one. I crushed the two that they had. The Chico sticks.
Oh,
dude, I don't know why I like them.
Who's giving? Where do you get Chico sticks?
Remember them? It's like the peanut butter with the coconut?
Yes.
Bro, I don't even like coconut.
I was looking through the candy. You got a weird neighborhood. Like, there are some weird. Someone gave them full size bars of dark Hershey's chocolate. Dark.
Okay.
You
let's
give
talk
me
about
dark
him.
Chocolate. You
let's
give
talk
me dark
about...
chocolate. Oh.
Let's talk about some of the odd people we knew trick-or-treating, okay? But first, I'm going to bring up Dark Chocolate Professor, okay? And that has nothing to do with how he looks, but kind of. The Dark Chocolate Professor is not my friend Norlex Belma, because that is also the name I call our friend Norlex Belma.
Where's Brooklyn at?
Holler at your boy, Dark Chocolate Professor. That's my friend Norlex Belma.
Oh, the best.
Holler at your boy. What are you going to eat now? But no, the guy that gave us a full dark chocolate candy bar, he was sitting on his porch. He looks like Mark Twain. He's in a seersucker suit, okay? And he has a big beard, you know, even though Mark Twain didn't have much of a beard. Mark Twain had the big mutton chops, you know?
Yeah.
But he had like a big mutton chops, a beard.
This wasn't because it was Halloween. This was because it was Monday.
No, man. Like, he
that
was
his outfit. It was
like
Monday.
We walked up like that, like on the weekends he runs a carnival in like Ocean City. That's really kind of, or he just came straight out of a time machine from a plantation in 1940.
With the first part, that's true? He runs something in Ocean...
No.
Okay, because I was like...
I'm just trying to figure out where this guy comes
from. That's our next podcast, is we're going to sit down and hang out with him. That's what we're going to do. On his porch, drinking sweet tea.
And he's like, oh, here's all the little sweeties. Like, he's, remember Dark Chocolate Professor? And he's like, oh, look at all these little sweeties.
Hello, little children. How are you doing today?
He really was. Oh, here comes the little children. And I'm like, wait, haven't you been seeing kids all night? Yeah, like, every kid that walks up, like, hey, little children. There they are, the sweet little babies. And then he's like, come along. Come up and get your treats. I'm serious. Like, he came out of a novel. Like an old...
Yeah.
And then he's... and then he did say something pretty funny. But yeah, he's like, and these are the dark chocolate, full dark chocolate bars. He's like, they're a little bit good for you. Like, oh, thank you, Dark Chocolate Professor.
Yeah.
And then we're walking away.
They're not. It's still
chocolate. We're walking away, and it is a little bit better for you, actually.
Yeah.
Less sugar content. So then he goes, all right, see you at Christmas.
Oh, shoot. Oh,
I was like, what?
Is he coming over for dinner?
Maybe he's Santa Claus.
He might be Santa. I don't know.
Maybe Santa Claus lives down the street. Like in the off season. Like, you know how, like, some people, they go to Florida for the wintertime. Maybe Santa goes to Pittsburgh.
He comes to Pittsburgh.
For the fall.
Hanging out.
And then he packs up.
He gives you dark chocolate.
He looked like a skinny Santa, though. He did.
He's eating healthy chocolate.
He's eating healthy chocolate. I think that's why he might be Santa and he's skinnier now because he eats healthy chocolate. What do you think?
That's true.
It could be. He's a vegan.
It could be.
Santa's a vegan?
Speaking of vegan.
Although I'm eating peanut M&M's. Oh,
yeah, you better lay off those peanut M&M's.
Give me a peanut M&M. I'll show you how to eat it.
That's my favorite.
I split them. I crack them with my teeth, suck out the peanut, eat the peanut separate from the chocolate. I'm a nut. I'm crazy like that.
That doesn't make any...
Yes, it does.
That's too much work and that's
dumb.
No,
it takes 2 seconds.
No, it's too much work and it's dumb.
Oh, this is a little one.
How do you suck out the peanut?
Mm.
No, what you're doing right there is a mess.
Not my hands. Peanut separate.
But why?
Because I'm a weirdo like that.
No, it tastes good altogether.
Yeah, weirdo.
Bro, mm-hmm. I will rip that open and pour them in my mouth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, look, I'm about to do it right now.
Look, you don't need to put on a whole song and dance. Just quit eating the peanut. That's 2 bags of peanut M&Ms not in my belly.
Mm. Yeah.
I would say at this point, peanut M&Ms are probably my favorite.
You know, they're up there. They're definitely...
On Halloween night, I ate some.
I knew you did. I've been counting.
You guys are out of control.
Here's the thing. I also love Reese Pieces.
Oh, yeah.
But check this out. I now only eat Reese Pieces at the movie theater.
With popcorn.
Yes, I do.
It is the greatest trail mix. That is my go-to when I go to the movies.
I'm telling you, bro.
My wife will tell you. It's Reese Pieces, popcorn, look, all in the mouth all at the same time.
Yep. I'll pop some Reese Pieces in my mouth, chew them up a little bit.
Then throw
a handful of popcorn in. Ecstasy. People don't realize this. It's unbelievable. I'm not weird.
No.
Sean Collier, who I do my... You Can't Handle the Truth movie review podcast with. Mm-hmm. I go to movies every week with Sean, and he's like, it's okay. I go, you're out of your mind.
No.
You're out of your mind.
That's why we get along so well. We know what's
it's
right.
It's so good.
It is so good. Right. We know it's right. They also,
try that out.
Definitely. That is definitely a movie go-to. New candy on the market right now is a Reese cup stuffed with Reese's Pieces. The Reese's Pieces are in the Reese cup.
That's like Inception. How does that work?
Yeah. Someone said to me, do you know what this tastes like? And I said, like you're eating an angel. That's the only thing I could think of.
Tootsie Roll, that's your favorite?
You do the Tootsie Roll.
You're dead to me.
We need to mark what neighbor gave you Tootsie Rolls, and especially the ones that gave you the mini Tootsie Rolls, because that's just garbage.
Nobody wants Milk Duds. And by the way, hey, Milk Duds.
There's two Milk Duds in that box.
What's your tiny little box?
There's two Milk Duds in that box. Open it up. How many Milk Duds are in there?
I don't want to open it. I want to throw it in the garbage.
I want to know how many are in there.
Oh, Butterfingers.
They're good.
There's just not, like, this little box. It's like you, like, bought a little, like, an accessory to, like, it's like a small piece that you ordered for your car. It's like this tiny box is just ridiculous. It's like the little box when you buy caps for your cap gun.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those little caps?
Yeah.
It would have the rolls of caps in there.
While we're at it, holler at your boy Mars Candy Company.
Yeah.
Hershey's. I mean, we're just dropping. Look, listen, let's talk about candy.
Let's talk about sponsorship.
We don't know what we're doing.
Okay.
That's what we're doing here. We're chilling.
Holler at your boy. If you want to sponsor us, any kind of candy company, we will sit here on every podcast and eat your candy. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. I will. We're too busy eating.
Yeah. I'm done. That's all the candy I'm
this
done.
This is my water.
I had one M&M.
No.
I'm done.
No, my and kids are not drinking. Teach. My kids are not. You go ahead. You're not drinking my bottle of water with your chocolate mouth.
So, Luke. Hey, Luke, look at me. Luke.
I didn't even notice Luke the Nuke.
Focus in, Luke.
Luke is just up here eating candy like a crazy man.
Luke, what was your Halloween costume?
Luke, let's talk about what you guys were for.
He's got a mouthful of caramel.
Okay. Well, so check this out. So, last year we started the family theme of Halloween costumes. And you can go check out the picture on my Instagram, on my Facebook page, Aaron Kleiber. Oh, you ready? Okay, hold on.
Now Luke's ready.
Luke's like, I'm done chewing Whoppers.
Yes.
You better not get chocolate everywhere, dude. So our family theme, like Luke and Becca, they wanted to be Joker and Harley Quinn. So my wife and I, we got Robin and Batman hoodies.
They're good. The Harley. Let's talk about the Harley
Batman
Quinn.
Animated series Harley.
Yes.
We're going to get into all this. Yeah. We got a lot of dad topics to get into. Yeah. First is candy. We're getting into costumes.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about this. Couple parenting things. I posted it on my Facebook page. But no, our family themes. We went with Batman last year. It was great. One of my great friends, Todd Shipley, he's a good photographer. He took an amazing photograph of us in our parade in our town. And we have it on the wall up in the living room. It's such a great photo.
It's a great picture.
So holler at your boy, Todd Shipley, if you need photography in the South Hills of Pittsburgh or anywhere around the Pittsburgh area. But no, so this year, I swear, I think my kids came up with the theme for this year like November 3rd of last year. So, like, I know last year you said, oh, we're doing Star Wars next year. Remember? Mm-hmm. Like, you said we're doing Star Wars. And I think first Luke came up with, what were you this year? Don't put candy in your mouth.
Luke Skywalker from Return of the Jedi went to Ghostbusters outfit.
He has candy in his mouth. No one heard what you said. So please tell us again who you were. He's just crushing candy. I'm going to get in so much trouble. Mommy's going to whoop my booty.
Oh, it's odd. You're drinking sugar water. Where did you come with that?
Yeah. No, don't tell Mommy I'm letting you guys eat tons of candy.
She's like, oh, no.
Okay. Luke, who are you this year, bud? You just put another huge piece of candy in your mouth.
Every time we turn our eyes away from Luke, he shoves it. I'm just saying, I'm glad I get to go home after this because this is going to be crazy.
No, me and Luke are having boys' night. We're going to get hoagies.
Oh, hoagie night.
Oh, you know what? We got
hoagies.
Hoagie night. No, you don't. We're doing a podcast. Luke? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Luke, are you done chewing? What were you for Halloween this year? This is what sparked off the whole theme, the Star Wars theme.
Luke Skywalker from Return of the Jedi when he jumps off the Sarlacc pit.
So, he was Luke Skywalker on Tatooine, Jabba the Hutt. Luke Skywalker when he jumped into out of the Sarlacc pit.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's the black uniformed with the one glove. Right, Luke?
Yeah.
And then that spawned into who were you this year?
Princess Leia riding on her speeder bike. Well, General Leia, I should say. Riding on her speeder bike when she found the little Ewoks.
General Leia, because women run this stuff.
That's right. And so since he picked Return of the Jedi, Luke, she had to go with General Leia from Return of the Jedi in her, like, commander outfit with her medals.
Yep.
Girls are the best.
Yes, they are.
But you didn't want to go with the camouflage poncho.
Good call. That was a good call.
Yeah, no, totally fine with that. Because I was like, well, you guys can just wear camouflage ponchos. That'll be cheap. But nope. No. Daddy had to run to multiple thrift stores to find you the right shirt. And then, yeah.
Looked great.
And oh, and while we were doing that, I got pink cowgirl boots. Woo!
Yeah, no, we really did. We went to this one thrift store, and there was cowgirl, pink cowgirl boots in her size, and I was like, they're $5, we're buying them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're awesome.
Yeah.
So then the baby, little fire cat, we have a little bear costume that every kid in my sister's, in my wife's family, her sister's kids even wore it. So, like, their first Halloween that they could fit into it, usually 1 year old, they wore this little bear costume. Well, with Return of the Jedi, like, and all my kids wore it, mm-hmm. and we have it. So I was like, wait a second. Wicket.
Yeah.
Definitely made a little orange hood.
Mm-hmm. It's so cute.
Put it on the little bear. Boom. She's an Ewok.
It's so cute.
And then we did our pumpkins. You can see pictures of my family's costumes and the pumpkins. We made some dope pumpkins. Yeah. What were the pumpkins?
And we made them on the day of Halloween. And like,
okay, you know what? You don't got to tell anybody. Okay, why don't you? Okay, I like that part. Tell everybody how long it took for Daddy to smack out these amazing pumpkins.
20 minutes.
Without a Dremel.
Yeah. And how does Daddy draw them on the pumpkin?
With a dry erase marker.
Freehand. Freehand, son. And what were our three pumpkins this year in our theme?
Luke. His pumpkin?
What were the three pumpkins?
Boba Fett, Death Star, and mine was Princess Leia, of course.
And the Death Star was accurate to Return of the Jedi because it was the Death Star under construction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the one that was broken.
No, it was under construction. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm gonna correct your Star Wars knowledge here, okay? It was under construction. Right. It was under construction. Okay. So that's what we did this year. And that was fun. Huh?
It was actually pretty fun. The tons of the houses gave us candy corn M&Ms, which
are nasty.
I like them. But
yeah, you guys just cry.
They are. Oh, no. He thinks they are horrible. So does the other guy, Jason.
the other guy. Now the other guy.
All right, we're going to move on.
I taught you so many good tricks today.
We got a couple more things to talk about. We're going to dig into Halloween costumes from other kids. Mm-hmm. A couple of things I complained about on Facebook, some dad complaints.
Yeah.
Can I call them dad plaints?
Yeah, they were dad plaints.
Dad plaints?
Dad plaints.
All right. Upstairs, guys. Bye ya. Bye ya. Bye ya. Bye ya. Bye ya. This is how you kick your kids out on a podcast. Bye. No, not a chance.
Blah. No.
I just smacked her hand away from that. Luke had some hidden candy.
He had me grab my little Luke. Luke. I had that little M&M thing sitting there. He's okay. I think it's empty.
Luke snatched that M&M's.
He was looking at it at a corner of his eyes the whole time. And he's like, I got it.
There was some secret candy, and Luke snacked that up. That's hilarious. No, guys, we're in a podcast right now.
This is.
Oh, it was just empty.
Get away from us. Okay, go upstairs. Oh my gosh, she loves talking just like her dad.
Oh yes, I do.
Oh my god, I can't believe she's gonna be a teenager one day. I'm the talking girl. She's not even. Come on, she's adorable. So, before we move on to that, let's take a quick break. Shout out some of our sponsors. And first off, I just want to give a shout out to Goods and Evil. Goods and Evil has amazing shirts that I love to wear. Some of the best horror and movie shirts, and they actually have a line of vegan shirts. If you're into that, I'm not, but I know a lot of people are, and they are really creative and really awesome. And yeah, go to goodsandevil.com. My favorite Camp Crystal Lake shirt, Evil Dead shirt. I have an amazing Big Lebowski shirt from Goods and Evil. They have awesome stuff. Go check it out, goodsandevil.com. You can save 10% with a coupon code on any order. Coupon code GROWNUP on goodsandevil.com. Follow on Facebook. You can see their new designs. They're at conventions, at horror conventions, sci-fi, comic conventions, and vegan conventions. Did you know they have vegan conventions? They do.
No, I'm not
well,
much.
Well, because, you know, because people, I guess, have to, like, share how they, like, eat certain things and, you know, whatever. That's cool. Whatever. Yeah. Do you follow your heart. But yeah, they're all over the place, all over the country. Goodsandevil.com. coupon code GROWNUP. And another shout out to our producers at Epicast Network.
Epicast.
If you guys like this podcast, or you like my other podcast with Sean Collier, the You Can't Handle the Truth movie review podcast, they're both produced by Epicast Network. And if you want to make your own podcast, call Epicast Network. Go to epicastnetwork.com/services. Find out everything that they do. They produce podcasts. They do audio engineering. They do audio editing. They do video photography, live event promotions, and event production. They do all kinds of stuff. They have done photos for numerous shows. Like Jason and I, we have an awesome show, The Stand Up Get Down, that is in residency at Arcade Comedy Theater every month. And they do amazing photos for our shows all the time. Our brothers, the Drinking Partners, they do amazing photos for them and live shows for those guys. And by the way, congrats to Drinking Partners. They won Best Podcast from the Pittsburgh City Paper.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
But yeah, check out Drinking Partners too. Epicastnetwork.com/services. If you guys need any kind of multimedia services, especially podcast production. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should we take a break?
Yeah.
No. Let's get right into it.
It's your show.
Let's get right into it. So I was bringing up costumes before. We're talking about Halloween costumes. I have a bone to pick. Couple things. This is, you know, I feel like I've talked about kids stuff, you know, all the time on here. And I've talked about Sean Collier and I on our You Can't Handle the Truth movie review podcast. See how I say that on?
Mm-hmm.
Get that out there.
Full title.
Yeah. But we talk about it all the time, about movies for kids, too. And a couple things about Halloween costumes. Tell me your opinion on this. Number one. Excuse me, I'm getting over the flu because I was beat down hard last week. Because I was filming, I filmed 3 commercials in 9 days and performed in 3 different cities.
Hustle.
Yeah. Hustle.
It's all.
And while I'm doing that, let me just shout out my dates just so while we're at it, before we really dig into this. This weekend, November 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'm at the Baltimore Comedy Factory with John Witherspoon. Bomb. November 17th through the 20th, I'm headlining the Syracuse Funny Bone. Well, just Thursday and Sunday, Jason, relax. Hey. But I'm opening up for Pauly Shore on Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th.
The Weasel.
Yeah, the Weasel.
The Weasel.
Really
buddy.
Fun dude, man. Really nice
Super
dude.
Nice guy.
Super good dude. But yeah, that's at the Syracuse Funny Bone. And then Thanksgiving weekend, boom, I just told you. 2 awesome shows at Arcade, Friday, November 25th on Black Friday, 8 p.m. You got to check out our friend's show. Shannon Norman does a show called Vidiots.
Yeah.
And they watch old videos and video clips.
Yeah, like old, like B movie, like C movie, like D movie. Like
hysterical stuff.
Yeah.
Shannon is one of my movie loving friends, and he's one of the funniest people I know. Check out Vidiots at 8 p.m. at Arcade. And then 10 p.m., we have the Stand Up Get Down, our stand up comedy game show. The lineup is sick. It's really great. That's Black Friday at Arcade Comedy Theater. And then Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 26th, I'm headlining 2 shows only at Junior's in Erie. Junior's Last Laugh, one of my favorite comedy clubs in the country, because Junior and his wife and his partner, Rob, not like his wife and then his partner, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Business partner.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what kind of documentary is this? It's a Taxi Cab Confessions. No, it's they're some of the best people ever. And I love that club, and the people up there, they like me, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll be up there. And then I don't know if anybody's listening in Calgary, but I know, man. Yeah. I will be in Calgary at the Laugh Shop December 8th through the 10th. I'm really excited about that. And then I got a couple other things going on. It's in the works. I may be in Los Angeles. In December, or I may be in Florida. That's the things that are in the hopper right now. But definitely New Year's Eve, I'm going to be at the Pittsburgh Improv. I'm happy to be home for New Year's Eve. My first couple years were at the Pittsburgh Improv for the New Year's Eve, and it's a lot of fun because they're like family to me down there. And so, and I get to be home with my wife, you know.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And I'll be there with Josh Wolf. Yeah. Jason, what are you doing besides any stand-up get-downs? managing a big box store.
That's it. Hanging out. Being a dad.
Follow your heart.
Yeah.
So let me dig into this. I feel like I'm talking way too much.
It's your show.
Thanks. So I'm a little annoyed when I walk around with my kids, okay? And I see... Now, when the kids have a parade for school, they're not allowed to have anything gory, right?
Mm.
But there are some parents that apparently give their kids a costume for their school day and parade. And then at night, they let their kids wear something grotesque and gory. I don't understand when I see children, and I'm talking kids like under 10, who are dressed up as Chucky, Freddy Krueger. I saw, you know, zombies. Now, my kids know zombies, right? But I saw one little kid there, and this is a lot too. I see some pictures on Facebook. I see kids dressed up as Daryl from The Walking Dead. I saw one kid that had his eye blown out and was Carl from The Walking Dead. And he's like 8.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. Oh, I saw bloody killer clowns in my neighborhood. Like, I'm talking 7-year-olds as bloody killer clowns. Last year, I saw a 10-year-old dressed up as the clown from American Horror Story. God. Who in the fuck are these parents dressing up their kids in R-rated characters? Because here's the thing. If your 9-year-old or 6-year-old or 7-year-old or even 12-year-old is watching American Horror Story or The Walking Dead or Chucky, Child's Play, what is wrong with you?
It gives you, so you have basically...
Talk me down here.
Well, no, you basically have, you have to have a certain, two different probably chains of thought. Either the kid is watching the show, which you hope that he's not.
Sure.
Or the parent is forcing this upon the child because they think it's...
You saw my post on that.
It's funny, yeah. Or it's ironic, right. Or it's there. It's what they like.
Right. But the violent characters right now.
Yeah.
But like that stuff, it's like, it blows my mind. Like, how do your kids know about Walking Dead? Like, that means they're watching it. Yeah. Does that mean some 8 and 9-year-olds, which I'm sure they did, watch Negan bash people's brains in last week?
Sure.
That's insane.
It is insane. It's crazy to think.
I mean,
about.
It's some of the most brutal violence I've ever seen on television.
It was. It without a doubt. We're fans of the show. Like I love the show.
It was rough. My wife couldn't watch it.
It was a lot.
My wife turned her head the whole time.
Yeah. Whatever. We'll talk as fans of the show. It needed to be that way. That's the way it needed to be. And if they're able to push the envelope to that point, and it's okay.
Right.
But when you're talking about an 8-year-old watching that, there's just no way.
Because look, let me tell you something right now. Like, I was a latchkey kid. I don't blame my mom. Nobody should blame my mom. And I know some kids, you know, are latchkey kids maybe still nowadays.
Well, I mean, she had to run her family. She had to earn a living. She had to
When I was young, man, I mean, I was watching all kinds of horror movies when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. And it kind of desensitized me. I know that it had effects on me.
Yeah.
It did give me nightmares. It made me feel a little more violent when I was in middle school. It did.
Is it because they, at such a much younger age, that they have access and it's so easy to get their hands on it without you even as a parent knowing? And
yeah.
Because you talk about you having access at that age to videotapes. So then
the people that worked at Farmore. That was their fault.
Right. But at the same time,
they would let me rent anything.
Yeah. So as we've said before, I'm a little bit older than you.
Or Hollywood Video, where I grew up. Anybody listening to the school I went to knows about Hollywood Video. They would let you go into the triple X section in the back. They did not care.
Yeah.
Oh, we went back in this triple X section. We were like 14 years old. They didn't care.
Yeah.
No, they don't care. Yeah.
So they're
and then I would dub them and sell them to kids. What? what are you talking about?
Hustle. But so I'm a little bit older than you, what we talked about before. So I didn't have access to VHS. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah. Right.
So I had to rely on what was on television if I, you know, had access to that. So I think that is what I'm saying is I think that it's the kid can touch his phone. Your 8-year old has a phone.
Yeah.
They're sitting there with an iPhone.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Well, yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is they're seeing it. Yeah. They're able to access it whether the parent knows or not. However, when it comes time for daddy, I want to pick out my trick or treat outfit and I want to be Glenn with my eyeball busted out of the side of my face.
I was trying to do no spoilers.
If you have avoided that and you're like concerned and you're a Walking Dead fan and you don't know what happened
right?
2 episodes ago,
I know.
Then I'm gonna spoil it right to your face. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
but I there is a responsibility as a parent, and
yeah.
I mean, I was down for Halloween, I wanted to be something that was outrageous. And I did. I was that kid that wanted to be.
Sure.
I wanted to be evil. Like, that was always my, like, I wanted it to. I was Gene Simmons in my kindergarten parade.
That's hilarious.
That's what my costume. I've told that story on stage.
Yeah, but do you think that's bad?
At the time.
I want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Yeah, but you don't understand.
At the time,
1980,
it was
when
bad...
people were looking at Kiss as saying, oh, Knights in Satan's Service, versus what you're seeing as Kiss.
Is that true?
That's what people believed. That was the big
Knights
call
out. Knights in Satan's Service.
Yes.
That's the silliest thing I've ever
that
heard.
That was what the Christian right had determined was what Kiss was. But you had to understand, I mean, what they were doing at the time.
Wow.
So here's this kindergarten kid. Next to me is this little girl dressed as Raggedy Ann and Andy, and I've got a tongue sticking out of my mouth with blood dripping down my chest.
Okay. Why do you have blood?
He spit blood. You don't know nothing about Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, so I think that there is a part of, I get it to a certain extent, but I think that there is a point where the parents have to sort of step in and go, this is a little much. It's a little much.
Yeah.
Like, a kid dressed up as Chucky, like, I don't even get that. Like, how are they even, like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that goes into, okay, well, does that mean... That, okay, Chucky gets into my next point, and then we're about out of here.
Yeah.
That's where it's like, okay, a 4-year-old dressed as Chucky is actually kind of creepy, because they're the size of Chucky.
Yeah.
I get it. Now let's get into, this is something I posted that had a lot of responses on Facebook. And I post all kinds of questions and dad stuff and parenting stuff on my Facebook page, Aaron Kleiber. It's just Aaron Kleiber Friends or whatever, Scott. I don't remember what it is. My fan page.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting on my personal page because people are weird.
I'm on the personal page. What's
yeah,
up?
You know.
What
You know, that's my dudes in them.
We eat dinner together.
But here's the thing that I had a gripe about was that a lot of people I saw posting pictures, and a lot of it was like BuzzFeed posts and, you know, people sharing photos.
Yeah, not local stuff, but just national people.
Right.
I have
to say there might have been one or two friends.
Yeah.
Other than babies, okay, dressing your kids up in certain costumes. If you have a baby who has no idea what they're wearing, it makes sense. Like, you want to dress your baby up as Baby Elvis. Or, you know, what were some of the goofy ones? You know, oh, like those two babies from like a couple years ago. Remember, they dressed them up as Jesse Pinkman. And and Walter White.
Yeah,
like, they were like two twin babies.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. I get it. You know, it makes the adults laugh. But so here's the thing. But like, when you're dressing your kids up, when they're like, you know, not babies, any age.
Like, at that point, they should be telling you what they want to be.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Is that there are parents out there that are dressing their kids in adult characters just to make their friends laugh.
Yeah.
Like, when you make your family dress up like the Royal Tenenbaums, I'm like, F you.
Yeah.
Like it's, for me as a movie fan, I'm like, okay, cool. But then I'm like, okay, well, that 9-year-old girl?
Yeah.
She wants to be Rose Tenenbaum?
Yeah.
Like, no, she doesn't.
Right.
Like, why don't you quit being selfish?
Are you taking, I guess the joy is the word, but the joy
yes.
of the night,
yes.
of the day for the child? Because, and then they're explaining it to their little buddy that they're, you know, who are they?
Yeah.
I think the cover photo on the one you posted was the little like 3-year-old Justice 11.
Oh yeah, right.
That was the one. Thing and now. You read the story on it. The woman said, and that's a boy. I'm sorry, it was a little boy, Justice 11. I think, and I forget what the age was. It was young, like 4 or whatever. Yeah. And she said he watched every episode with me.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Like I.
Terrifying.
Yes.
And also, shame on you. And also, no, he did not want to be 11.
And I don't
like. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't think he came up to me now, and said, "Oh, mommy, I want to be 11." Maybe he did. I don't know. I don't want to be judgmental.
I am. I don't care.
I know you are, and I like to bitch and moan, and I like to complain about certain things. But at the same time, I'm just sort of like,
let your kid be a kid.
Yeah, I don't know if that person, that kid. I remember I sent to you. I go, I made that mistake with my son once.
Right.
And he's still to this day. And it was Frankenstein. We had him dress as Frankenstein, he hated it.
He just wanted to be a ninja.
He was so pissed, and he was just like, to this day, he'll tell you, he goes, "I looked dumb. That was horrible. I looked horrible. That was dumb. I can't believe you made me do that."
That's funny.
And that is one of those moments where you're like, I can't always make this choice. Yeah, right. I can't force this upon them. Yeah. And it goes on and on and on all the way until when they're helping them decide what school they want to go to.
Someone asked me last night, I was doing a comedy show, and someone was like, "Oh, I love your kids' costumes." And they also said something about me posting that. And it's like, you know, just to clear the air, I do not make my kids dress like Star Wars characters. I'm not like, daddy's a 35-year-old nerd and wants you to dress up like, I don't. I just don't. I mean, we are sitting in the dad cave right now, and it's covered in Star Wars posters.
Well, it's something that they've been exposed to.
Yeah.
But if Becca said to you, and I know the answer to this.
Yeah.
If Luke said, "I'm going to be Luke Skywalker from Return of the Jedi," and Becca said to you, "I want to be name whatever that's not in the Star Wars universe." Yeah, so it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the answer to that, but then there's people that would have been like, no, Luke's being Luke, you're going to be Leia, and the baby's going to be an Ewok.
Right, right.
And that's what your problem is.
And I love how it worked out, you know what I mean? And like, it's fun that my kids are fun for that game, too. Like, that's their game they created.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, how can we all be in the same? Because they love it. They'll dress up the whole 2 weeks beforehand and be playing as those characters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they love it. I mean, I remember last year they wanted Joker and Harley Quinn makeup on, like, you know, 2 weeks after Halloween. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing your Joker makeup.
Yeah.
I'm not spray painting your hair green.
Yeah. But there's definitely something there that I don't know as far as parents forcing that on the kids.
I think it's getting more prevalent now because of Facebook. I think that...
Oh, it's all about the likes. It's all about,
if I
see one more person post...
Thank you so much.
You won Halloween... God
God.
No, why are we
this
in competition?
This person won Halloween.
Game over. You won Halloween. Shut up.
I think the one, there was a couple things where it's like the little girls that were dressed up as Beyonce from her last video.
I'm like,
I'm down with little kids liking Beyonce.
Yeah.
But it's like when they're like posing and like Beyonce.
Well, she posed like, in the scene in the video where she gives the middle finger.
Yeah.
And she's using the number one fingers instead
of
the,
It's like, okay. But then that's the first example I thought of when they're like, oh, this mom wins Halloween.
Yeah.
This kid wins Halloween. And I'm like, yeah, there was like 10 of them. This person wins Halloween. It's like, no, you know who wins Halloween? The one where the kid makes his wheelchair into a Pixar Cars.
Oh my God.
Like that kid wins Halloween. Remember that?
All of them. There was a bunch more this year that came out that I just adored.
That's great.
What they did. You know,
it's so creative.
That's the fun stuff. But it's not fun. I think what you have in a typical 40-year-old dad mode, I watched a documentary on Halloween because I was just like, you know what? I want to get it was the history of Halloween. It was on the History Channel. I pulled it up on YouTube, and it told the whole history of it. It told how the whole idea of why we give candy.
Right.
And to give a quick little one-up on it was, obviously, this is rooted in Christianity, that it came from Europe, but what ended up happening was that because of All Souls Day, you would go door-to-door, and they would give you soul cookies.
Yes.
And that was the origin of trick-or-treating. But then, when it became the whole thing of trick-or-treating, giving candy, it was because the violence was so prevalent. The destruction of homes and people just going nuts because it was Depression era. And they were letting off a lot of steam and they were doing a lot of different things. There was this recorded moment where this woman was like, I'm going to give them treats.
Right.
Instead of, so then her house didn't get destroyed.
Wow.
And then it just sort of went from there. And then this documentary talks you through the commercialization of it.
Sure.
And how now costumes are you know, driven by, you know, the movie studios. And that's,
absolutely,
you know, a lot of those things. And that's what we grew up on. Mm-hmm. But then it got into the interesting part of, I always dressed up for Halloween with my kids. I love Halloween. Halloween
like
is my favorite holiday because I always
love
the idea that I get to
My wife liked Christmas more, but I like Halloween a lot.
Yeah, and because it allowed
just because
for
October,
me
October, I watch horror movies and
yeah, and it allowed for me to be something that I wasn't. It allowed me to be something extravagant, to be something different. But I, as an adult, still dress up for Halloween with my kids and go trick or treating with them, and I was in full costume, and it was just fun. And when they talk about this on the documentary, it says the age that we grew up in, we're still wanting that to be part of us.
Sure.
And that we still want to be a part of the fun. And then if you look at the next generation as well, that they would be even more. So you see that more, but now you got the parents that are, like we said, sort of like, this is what you're going to be. This is more fun. This is going to be great for a Facebook picture. And
it's like the kid, like a 6-year-old kid dressed up as Pablo Escobar. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, shame on you.
Yeah.
That person, that... Pablo Escobar killed like thousands of people.
Yeah.
And was the,
who are you? Tony Montana.
The biggest drug lord of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how cute or funny it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're a jerk.
How?
You're a jerk if you do that.
Let's talk about this. What is your thought on, like, the kids that you look at and it, before it'd be like, you're too damn old to be trick or treating?
I think it always, if I see older kids trick-or-treating, I judge them on how much effort they put in to the night.
The costume.
Towards the end of the night, their costume. Yeah. Now, look, I've seen 17, 18-year-old kids walk around in a hoodie and jeans, and they got a werewolf mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. Because you know what? From eighth grade until I was a senior in high school, I wore the same blue jumper and a Jason mask.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love Jason.
Yeah.
Like, and that was like, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I right now have 2 Jason masks in my trunk.
Just on deck, ready to roll. We don't know when we need it.
Yeah, wait. I'm not doing anything illegal.
That's it.
It was from Halloween, whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
We went on a haunted hayride together. There was like 15 of us from the theater and everything. And all of a sudden, Aaron's got this mask.
I got a Halloween mask.
What the hell?
Yeah. So, you know, I get it. But like, I saw... Towards the end of the night, my kids only lasted an hour, right? Yeah. And so we basically picked through our candy real fast and then put all the candy we don't want back on the porch.
It's the best.
Oh, it's such a great
idea.
That's
what you have to do.
So I went out, you know, I was done with my kids, and I went out, and these like 4 or 5 teenage girls came up. They had book bags on their chest, like backwards book bags. And just in regular clothes.
Yeah.
And they were just walking up with book bags out. Like, I can't even hold a bucket. Like, they were, you know what I'm saying? Like, lazy. Like, we're going to get this free candy and make it like, they had just had their book bag flaps open.
Yeah.
On their chest, like, drop it in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, man, all you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you still give them candy. You can't.
I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah, I don't refuse.
Oh, I actually did it myself. I actually took like one Tootsie Roll and put it in their bags. They were so mad. I did. I don't care. I think people listening this at this point now, they're like, Aaron's kind of a jagoff.
No.
Jagoff, guys, is
it's a Pittsburgh. Well, it's in the dictionary.
It's in the dictionary now.
It's in the
Webster.
No, it's
Oxford.
It's in the Oxford.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so that's the question for this week. If you guys see this podcast posted on my Facebook page, I will post it on Twitter. Comment, listen to this, and I want to know your comments. That's what we need. We need people to interact. I want to hear from people.
Yeah, is Aaron a jagoff?
Am I an
yes
asshole?
Yes or no? Circle
like,
yes or no.
You know, tell me what you think about this stuff. You know, respond on my Facebook page where we post the podcast. I want to know. I want to know, like, you know, I know some people are like, oh, who cares? It's not your kids. I get it. I just care about kids. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, man, like, that 6-year-old wants to dress up like Darth Vader or like a Ninja Turtle. Like, let them.
Yeah.
You don't have to dress them up like freaking Barb from Stranger Things.
Let the kids have their own creative mind. I mean, that's probably, if we stripped it down of just like, because, you know, I grew up in a time where they told you, you know, hey, you're going to go do this, and this is what you're going to do. Oh, you want to do that? No, you do this. This is the norm. And there's so many times where I look at things and I go, God damn it, I wish they would have listened to me and let me do my own thing in a lot of different ways when it came to my own decision-making. So let them be creative. Let them have fun. Let them express themselves.
There are some of the kids that aren't that creative.
Yeah.
Because I saw a friend's kid who's like a 9-year-old girl. She dressed up as a cell phone with like emojis and texts on it.
That's kind of creative. It's creative.
No, like she bought it at Walmart.
Oh, it was like a blow-up thing. Was it a blow-up? One of those blow-up costumes? Yeah. Do you remember the blow-up costumes? Do those still exist?
But it was like a cell phone on your chest.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was just a big cell phone. It's like, really? Your 9-year-old's not going to be that creative when they grow up.
That's how you're expressing yourself.
I know. That's depressing.
And it wasn't even an iPhone 7. It was like a 5.
It was like a Samsung Galaxy. It was on fire.
It's a Boost Mobile.
Okay, let's get creative.
She had a Boost Mobile gift card.
Here's my most creative. If you're going to dress up as a cell phone, dress up as a Samsung Galaxy 7 and be a burn victim.
Oh, I've seen those.
Hilarious!
I've seen those.
Did someone do it?
Yes.
So funny.
There's one, and he had the whole side of his face is burned off, and he had the phone. Yeah. Yep,
I just flew the other day, and they were like, no Samsung Galaxies.
Yeah.
They said it everywhere. When I gave my ticket to the guy at my TSA pre-check, he was like, do you have a Samsung Galaxy 7? I go, no.
Yeah.
I go to the X-ray machine. Do you have a Samsung Galaxy 7? I was like, no.
Yeah.
I went on the plane. I was at the gate. And they're, you know, when they're like, okay, everybody, we're now boarding. If you have a Samsung Galaxy 7, I swear to God, dude,
if you got through the first four times.
Dude, then on the plane, the pre-announcement.
It's for real. I mean,
dude,
they have
you can't have a phone light on fire in a plane.
My coworker's flying to Vegas Thursday, and she turned to me and she goes, look what I just got from the airline. And it was a whole thing on the Samsung, the Galaxy X.
Well, that's it for the Halloween episode. JCPenney, then my kids call you JCPenney.
Stop. They're the only ones allowed to call me that.
I have some Reese cups for you here.
No, I'm good.
All right. Hey, next week I have a really awesome episode with my friend Carlos Rodriguez. He's a comedian out of Sacramento. Really fun dude. And that's it.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.